Hi, I'm Fiona on radio at Warwick Raw till 51 AM, and I'm with the band Walk the Moon.
Hello. Hello. What's up?
Hey guys, how's your tour been so far?
It's been excellent. This will be our fourth show in the UK so far, but on this run we've been to I don't know how many countries already, something like six or seven already this year, starting in Japan and Australia and New Zealand, and we're just getting our European tour started.
Right, your latest album's called Talking Is Hard. What's the hardest part about touring around Europe and Asia?
The hardest part about touring around Europe and Asia?
Probably just being away from home and family. It's an awesome experience getting to hang out with your friends and make music for a living, and of course to connect with the fans and spread the music all around. But you miss home, and we spend like over 300 days a year on the road. So the time at home is very precious. Yeah.
After Shut Up and Dance ruled the world, why do you think it became so popular?
I think there are a couple reasons. We'll never know, and you never really know. But I don't think there was anything else on the radio that quite sounded like it. You know, it's very throwbacky. It's very much a tried and true rock and roll song. And there weren't really any others quite like that on mainstream radio. But also, you know, it's a story about kind of the average kid who is just, we all have times when we're kind of stuck in our own head or too afraid to go out and live and enjoy the moment. And so I think people related to that too.
Right, Shut Up and Dance, no one doesn't know about it unless they live under a rock. So, do you think you're famous already?
No. I mean, maybe a little bit, but mostly no. We can still go to the store and not, have too much trouble with it.
So, you wouldn't be walking down New York Times Square and having people asking for autographs?
Well, Nick was once recognized by a child in a stroller, so that's pretty famous, I guess.
Well, that's quite cool. What's the best and worst part about having one song topping all the charts?
Well, the best part about it is that it's gotten it's brought us here. The success of Shut Up and Dance has let us kind of do what we've done for the past 5 years, just on a bigger scale. We are not a new band. We have been doing, as Nick said, 300 days a year on the road for about 5 years, and we've built up a fan base by doing that, by touring. So the song has really just opened up more doors for us and let us come to England or go to Japan and Singapore for the first times. We're just eating it up, having a great time.
I'm actually from Singapore. Do you
Are
like
you really?
Singapore?
What's that?
We
played Fort Canning Park.
Yes.
You know it? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It was an amazing time. Loved Singapore. It's so cool.
Do you enjoy the food?
Yeah.
The stingray was the best.
You had released a new music video last week for What This Body.
Yeah.
Who came up with the concept of the music video?
We did. Video has, the visual part of being in a band has always been really important to us, and music videos always very much come from our heart and soul. I don't know, thinking about the themes of the record and of the song, which have a lot to do with empowerment and rising above yourself and rising up to meet your fears, and this song, we liked the idea. There's some lyrics in the song about growing up in school and sort of facing your rivals. So we thought it'd be cool to have a kid who's just an everyday kid that kind of becomes a superhero for a day and stands up to his bullies and starts a food fight.
Do you design the costumes for the music video yourself?
We had an awesome stylist with whom we collaborated, but we really wanted to create the best possible superhero versions of each of ourselves. So each of the costumes really represented our personalities in certain ways.
Right. One of my favorite songs on your album is called Different Colors. It celebrates differences.
Yeah.
So, like you said, all of the costumes well, like yourself in different ways, what's the most different or strange thing about each other that you think?
The most
different thing about each of us?
Yes.
Oh, we love each other. I don't know. It's such a hard question.
Sean, what do you think the most weird thing is about you?
It's hard to choose. We're all weird. I know Nick likes to eat weird food. That's a weird thing about Nick.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest food that you've eaten?
I've had fried bugs. I've had intestine. Oh. I've had, I don't know. You name it, I'll eat it. I like the weird stuff. But maybe that's why I'm sick right now.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the best parts about touring all over the world, and is we get to experience so many cultures, and one of the best parts of that is food. So we've seen and eaten some weird stuff.
Yeah.
We love it.
Right. What's the weirdest thing about yourself, Kevin?
Weirdest thing about myself? I don't know. What do you guys think? What's the weirdest thing about...
It's tough. Okay, right. It's tough. I don't know if it's the weirdest thing, but like one defining thing that I think of about Kere is like he has this heart of a child, and he has this this enthusiasm for life and for games, and I don't know, just like
thank you.
Yeah, for the joy in life, and so I love that about Mr. Kere.
Okay, so...
And have a tail.
And he has a... He has a full-length tail. But this is a tough question. You really put us on the spot.
Talking about work this body, like I mentioned, do you work out? Do you work your own body in other ways?
I'm a push-ups guy. This is Nick talking. I really like to do push-ups. I'll do push-ups all day long. It's my favorite thing. With something we're trying to do, we're... one thing that occurred to us is, we always love getting back to... our hometown, and we're thinking about doing some sort of like charity run or something like that, and like a 5K or something, which would be a really great way for us to all get together and work out. I think we each have our own individual routines, but nothing too serious. So that would at least force us to get into shape as a unit.
But the show is very athletic, you know. We're certainly not we're not shoegazers on stage, you know. We want to be both physically entertaining and aurally entertaining in a way that encourages people in the audience to move and dance and get involved in what they're doing themselves. So even though it's music, I still think of what we do every night as being highly athletic.
What's the main highlight of your show?
The highlight of the show is seeing people have emotional reactions to the songs. You know, it's really cool to get tweets or letters about how people enjoy the record and what it means to them, but to see people having like visceral reactions in the moment as it happens is such a human life, one moment only kind of experience.
Definitely.
That that I find that to be the most rewarding part of the show, of my day, really.
Have you seen any crazy things happen during your shows?
Saw a 12-year-old get kicked in the face by a man.
How did that happen?
Crowd surfers, you know?
Right.
Crowd surfers, which I have such mixed feelings about, because it's obvious people are having a good time, but at the same time, 12-year-olds take a boot to the face.
Yeah.
And I don't like that all that much. I saw a guy who brought props for every song that we played. So like when we played Quesadilla, he pulled a Taco Bell Quesadilla out of his pocket. He had a big sun for Anna Sun. He had a car for I Can Lift a Car.
Whoa, was he quite near the front? They could see.
Yeah, him. Well, he was on someone's shoulders too.
Oh, that's cool.
Is this in Dallas?
This is in Dallas. Yeah, I think he was on someone's shoulders, but I think he managed to not kick any 12-year-olds in the face. So that's big. Yeah, I think we gotta leave it there.
What's up? This is Walk the Moon on Raw 12:51 a.m.
Oh, it's a.m. Oh, awesome.